High-quality, low-budget, independent movies are rare. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan is impressed with Diamond Men and its cast.
Robert Forster is something of a hero among working actors, both because of his skill and because of the unusual trajectory of his career. High-profile roles in John Huston's Reflections in a Golden Eye and Haskell Wexler's Medium Cool were the start of what Forster himself calls a 5-year upwards first act and a 25-year sliding second act.
Max, how do you feel about getting old?
You're not old. You look great.
No, I'm asking you, how do you feel about getting old?
The slide ended in 1997 when Forster was nominated by his peers for the Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in Quentin Tarantino's Jackie Brown.
Oh, I guess I got a little sensitive about my hair a few years ago. It started falling out, so, you know, I did something about it.
How'd you feel about that?
I feel fine with it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done it. I did it to feel better about myself, and, you know, I do.
Forster has a gift for simply existing on the screen, for bringing real depth and dignity to roles without seeming to be trying. He's a quiet actor, but there is more reality in his deliberate approach than in other performers' frenzy. You have the most amazing aura of stability, a character says in Diamond Men, and that's never been more evident than here.
What the hell did you do that for?
Just wanted to make sure we weren't being followed.
Do you see any cars?
You might want to be wearing that seatbelt, by the way.
While Forster is a veteran, Daniel M. Cohen is a freshman as a writer-director, and you can tell. Narrative is not this film's strength, and neither is its dialogue. What Diamond Men does offer is an engaging sense of authenticity, and that comes from Cohen's personal experience. He is a third-generation Diamond Man, and he's infused this film with an intimate knowledge of salesmen who travel through indistinguishable towns, carrying up to $1 million in precious stones to sell to local jewelers.
Well, look who's here, the king of the road.
I never thought I'd see you with a lion again.
You never thought you'd see me alive again.
Oh, no, no. I just figured you moved to Florida or something.
Nah, the way you treated the last guy they sent, they begged me to come back.
Eddie Miller is just such a Diamond Man. Played by Robert Forster, he's been on the road in central Pennsylvania for 30 years, and he's never been robbed because he understands the value of being careful. But things change, and Eddie is relegated to breaking in his much younger replacement, Bobby Walker, played by Donnie Wahlberg.
This series has been selling like crazy. Our customers are telling us they can't even...
It's not for me.
Mr. Ludwig, please, feel the weight on this. Come on, give me your hand. Feel the weight on this. This is one solid, solid mouth. Hold that.
It won't go in Shippensburg, sir.
We're supporting this line with tons of advertisement here. Let me show you something.
I don't like it.
I'm going to make you like it.
Wahlberg has an interesting resume, ranging from HBO's Band of Brothers to pop stardom as a member of New Kids on the Block. But he's got nowhere near the experience of his co-star, and this actually works in his favor. His brash and nervous demeanor makes him the perfect foil for Forster's quiet grace. The odd couple clash between these acting styles is the film's most successful aspect. Some movies are about visual style, some are about plot twists. This movie is about characters and acting. Though Diamond Men doesn't have a lot to offer beyond that, when the performances are this good, that's more than enough.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.